Hi, folks. Pastor Jeff here from the Lewis Center campus. I want to welcome you to another edition of the LifePoint Friday Drivecast. The Fridays are the final day of the week, and those are the days that we take a break from the weekly teaching topic, and we venture off where the Lord takes us. So let's begin. As you know by now, I'm a self-professed Bible geek, and I love spending time saturating my brain with God's Word. And I'm fortunate enough to be in a place in my life that I can spend plenty of time reading God's Word, pondering it, writing, praying over it. And, you know, when you're semi-retired like I am, you can afford regular time to be in God's Word. But it's not about logging in the hours that matters. What really matters is it's about gaining identity confidence, letting the Bible define for me how God and Jesus see me, and not letting the world tell me who I am or who I should be. Or learning how to not let my feelings define who I am, but allowing the Bible to speak the truth into my life and allowing the Bible to tell me who I am. And so when I read the Bible daily, I look for and highlight what I call identity markers, which clue me in on how God or Jesus sees me. And the New Testament is loaded with identity markers, especially Paul's writings and the other apostles' letters. And, you know, last term our life group studied 1 John. We did a verse-by-verse study, and I want you to listen to 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, to hear what it says about boosting one's identity confidence. John writes, "See how great a love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God, and such we are. Beloved, now are we children of God, and it has not yet appeared as what we shall be, but we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him just as He is." And in the margin of my Bible adjacent to those two verses, I've written my identity confidence. Why? Because 1 John chapter 3 verse 1 tells me that despite my unreliable personal feelings, the Father not only loves me, some translations say that He lavishes His love upon me, that He gives it to me in great amounts. And 1 John chapter 3 verse 2 tells me, "Beloved, now are we children of God." Now, not someday in the distant future when I die, or not when Jesus returns, but today God considers me His son, His child. And these two verses in 1 John chapter 3, they tell me two things that I need to know and to hear every day. And that's first, that God lavishly, generously loves me. And He sees me in the present tense as His child. And these are things that I can live in and I can walk in today. You know, last week I visited the cemetery where my father and mother were laid to rest. And my father died 15 years ago, and my mother died 5 years ago. And it was surreal standing over their grave sites. And my wife's parents are gone too. And we were together visiting, you know, their grave sites of our parents. And we reminisced about them on occasion a lot that day. But 1 John chapter 3 reminds us that as believers, we're still actively being parented because God considers us His son and His daughter now. And how can I tell that I'm an object of God's love? Answer, He sent Jesus, His beloved Son, into the world to die for our sins. And John goes on to say in verse 2 of 1 John chapter 3, "And when Jesus appears again, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him just as He is." So I don't know where this Drivecast finds you. Maybe you're experiencing an identity crisis of your own, or you know someone who is, and I highly recommend brewing some coffee or some tea and just sitting with 1 John. It's only 5 chapters long, and so you can easily read it in one setting. And while you're reading it, consider highlighting all the identity markers. And here's a hint how to spot them. Just circle or underline the words or phrases, "and you know," or "don't you know?" Or underline the word "mindset" or "think." And what you'll discover is immediately following these key terms is usually an identity marker that the biblical authors have included for us to reshape the way that we see and the way that we think about ourselves. And this is the way that we truly learn to allow the Bible to determine who we are, as opposed to allowing others to define who we are for us. And so with that, I want to thank you for tuning in today to listen to the LifePoint DriveCast. And we truly appreciate you, our faithful DriveCast listeners. It wouldn't be a DriveCast without you. I hope that you're safe this weekend and your weekend is a blessed one. And remember to join us in person or join us via our live stream this coming Sunday. This is Pastor Jeff saying so long.